Well, we know them, that's for sure. We've seen them last year. We know what they are and what they have, and the danger zones that they present, you know. Don't want to be giving them too much room. They can hurt you. I know they're going so-so right now, but we know how that can change quickly, you know. They got a good team.
What do you expect from your own team reaction after yesterday's game?
We would just like to see some responses, you know. And they would, too. I think they'd like to get energized from each other and, you know, be better. I think that's the big thing.
Day after all your talk about accountability, did you leave anything out?
Well, there was a fair amount of stuff to cover, so I don't, you know, I don't want to overburden them with more shrapnel. So I don't know if I left anything out. There was enough there to talk about. Didn't have to, you know. Players don't want to play this way, you know what I mean? They do, and you ask why, but they don't want to play this way. We have to help them. That's what you coach for, you know. That's what you, obviously, I got to do a better job in helping them. They got to do a better job at helping each other and helping themselves. It will be. You don't want to be giving them any reason to play. They're pretty excitable when they get on the power play, and you can see why. They have a lot of success, and they have some real bullets that can hurt you. So we don't want to be giving them too many opportunities there. You know, our focus is going to be about our game. We know what they are. We'll cover all that stuff, and we'll do all the due diligence there, but it's going to be, we're going to have to be good in this game. In a lot of areas, you know.
Mark Stewart,
it's day to day.
Yeah,
I haven't checked since but I think he's doing a little bit better than we thought, so I got to check to see where he's at there. I think he's coming on the road, I believe. I'm not sure. That's what we're trying to assess. So he's getting close. Did I fool you with only having an optional practice today? Do I owe you an apology there?
No.
Okay, did you come to yesterday's practice?
I did, yeah.
And? Did you get confused? Or?
No, we had 10 grade on the third, but he did some extra work today, so I'm just curious.
Yeah, I'll try and make sure I don't throw you those curveballs. So, no, we'll see what warm-up brings us, and we're all ready to go. No, not really, other than, you know, we're not going to sit at 30th this year. And I think if you're going to have a successful power play, you have to have a good 5-on-5 mentality of it, like you're playing 5-on-5, not 5-on-4. That's the first thing you have to do, and you have to expect to succeed. I don't think we're there yet. That comes with having success, but we get demoralized easily, and we have to take a better we have to have a better outlook on how we need to perform there. It's about scoring goals, but it's about doing things the right way, and we're getting into the wrong side of the thing right now. So we've discussed some of those things this morning. They're well aware of it, you know, because it's an important part of the game. It's a game breaking special teams game. The game within the game usually wins. And plus, it's a momentum thing where we need to help ourselves. That would really help us. Okay, guys, thanks.